Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is on Amazon. It's an international bestseller, and it is a spiritual guidebook to awakening to love, to igniting love. And I scribe the book for the High Council. So it is their divine and enlightening messages coming through for you, for your awakening. And the High Council includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers who I realized it was my soul assignment to scribe this book for and to continue to be a conduit for them to work with all of us, to be guides, to remind us that we are loved and loved and guided and have a purpose here, that you are here as a light worker meant to bring light in your own unique way. So today on the show, we are going to talk about sex. About healing our relationship with sex, about joining our sexuality and our spirituality. And it comes out of chapter 10 in Love's Curriculum, which is called Sexual Healing Toward Divine Union. So I'll speak for a bit about my own experiences around this topic and with channeling this chapter. And then as well, we will read from chapter 10. And then towards the latter part of the show, I will take callers. So your chance to call in and ask the High Council a question, any topic, doesn't have to be about sex or sexuality, and or for a mini message about your life, what they feel is in your highest good to know at this moment. All right. So as always, what I like to do is surrender this show, my words, our time together, to Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, to Creator, God, Goddess, all that is. And so I do that now, asking that Spirit speak through me to you, that this whole time together feel blessed and connected, and that it be in our highest good and the highest good of all. And so it is. All right, so sex. Sexuality, this chapter 10 in the book, Sexual Healing Toward Divine Union. There's a little bit of a story behind this chapter because I remember sitting down or feeling guided that I needed to sit and write about this topic and then sitting down and beginning to scribe what came from an inner dictation and thinking, afterwards, what? I can't go out with this. Oh my gosh, already I'm coming out of the closet that I can channel and I've got these soul assignments. And for me at the time, it was a new thing. I had been working with intuition for many years and slowly stepping into a giftedness to be a bridge, but to really be out there with it, I felt new, scary. And that's a whole journey. I cover a lot of it in the book. And now I help others step into their purpose with mentoring programs. So all of that's on my website, lovescurriculum.com. And so this chapter, so at the time it felt really scary to be speaking about sex and having it be in this spiritual book. And of course, looking back, that's a little bit silly. There's lots out there on this. The tantric practices that are ancient and have been around forever have spoken always about joining our souls in sexual intercourse, about making it about touching the divine and how it is a divine experience. And yet it did feel a little bit on the edge to be having this chapter. And yet I knew that my commitment was to scribe what was given to me and to include it all. And so I did. And the beautiful thing is how many readers have now come to me and said, that chapter changed things for me. That chapter touched me. That chapter is so important and so amazing. Chapter 10 on sexual healing toward divine union. And so it is. It is important. And I'll share a bit about my experience around it. So at the time that this chapter came through for me and I was scribing it, I had on my journey noticed that I still carried some shame, especially around masturbation. So even though I grew up in a fairly liberal family, sex was something that was okay to talk about. It wasn't seen as shameful. And my parents had grown up in the late 60s, early 70s. They were part of the more liberal, newer thought things, new types of counseling, reading lots of books. So they were on kind of the cutting edge. And even though I grew up in a fairly open environment, I still realized that I carried some shame, especially around masturbation. Or if one were to have self-pleasure when you're in partnership with someone else. So this, I think these feelings of shame came to the surface also because I was doing and still am doing lots of personal growth. And so as you become more conscious and aware, you become conscious of your thoughts and your unconscious deeper feelings come up. And so I realized there was this shame there. And even though my mind could say, there's nothing wrong with this, like, come on, I'm an adult and we all know that this is fine and let's not go back to the dark ages when this was seen as bad. And I've spoken with others who the shame came up for them around intercourse, or maybe certain positions were not okay, or they grew up in a church where there was lots of shame around your sexuality. It was seen as something dirty. So many of us, I think, carry some sort of shame. And again, we might say to ourselves, oh, but it's okay. I know it's okay. And in my mind, I should be okay with this. That our bodies can still experience shame. And that shame is low vibration. That shame is of the ego. So I found that even the shame would come up afterwards. So everything's fine in the moment, right? You're experiencing something with yourself or someone else, it's all good. But then afterwards, there was this shame. And I thought, well, why is that coming up? This just doesn't make sense. And the chapter does talk about this, about needing to heal this shame. My goodness, we can't let the ego make something that is meant to be a divine experience into something shameful and bad. And just the experience of feeling shame or guilt is a really low, again, low vibration, not a feeling we want to let run our lives or dictate our actions. So it's something we need to feel and let go of. And so I did realize that that was a really important practice. Is one, they talk about this in chapter 10, is to surrender that shame or surrender any mixed feelings or old messages about our sexuality, and just ask and surrender them to the Holy Spirit, just like we would any other relationship. We could surrender our relationships with those in our lives to the Holy Spirit. We can surrender our relationship with money to the Holy Spirit, and we can surrender our relationship with our sexuality and sex to the Holy Spirit and ask that these limiting beliefs be released, these negative feelings be released. And another practice is to what I call burn through the shame feeling. So if you notice you're feeling the shame, it's to be present with it, hold the truth that you know this shame is not the truth, that these old messages are not the truth. Hold that in your awareness and yet just feel, allow yourself to feel that shame and let that truth burn through it. Just burning it away, transforming it, And just staying with it, not running from the shame or choosing to believe in it or get distracted, but just be with it, burn through it. And that every time you do that, it lessens and lessens, and that truth shines more brightly. And that's what we're meant to do, is we're meant to have this, our sexuality and our joining, be a gateway into experiencing heart opening and experiencing oneness and connection. So that was part of the journey, healing the shame. And then it was interesting because not only in Love's curriculum did they say that we meant to heal our mistaken beliefs or judgments about sex or shame about sex, but to actually call in our guides during sex, to actually make direct contact with our angels, with Jesus, with our guides, with our spirituality in that moment, to purposefully call in that higher consciousness during lovemaking. So that could be a bit of a stretch for a lot of us, especially if we've placed our sexuality, our sex, into some dark corner or thinking that it's bad. And yet, towards our awakening, towards this journey that we're on, we need to integrate all of us. We need to embrace and bring the light to all of us. And again, this idea of joining the divine in our sexual experiences isn't new. It still felt wild and kind of out there to me, and a little bit on the edge again to speak about. And yet again, people have told me how important and wonderful hearing that is, and truly that it is a path. It is our path. It is important. It is healing. And again, it is not a new concept. I think I haven't studied much about the tantric practices or beliefs, but I know it is about bringing the divine into our lovemaking, joining our souls. As well, I remember after doing the chapter with, or channeling the chapter and feeling a little, I heard others who are teaching this too. Andrew Harvey, maybe some of you know of him and his sacred activism. And he has classes and teachings about joining our spirituality and our sexuality. So for me, that was just confirmation that Love's curriculum was speaking the truth, confirmation that this is important work, that we heal around sex and sexuality, that we heal, that we bring in this idea of connection and oneness in our hearts into our lovemaking. So I've, practiced what Love's curriculum has talked about, and I've had experiences that have been divine. So in moments of, and here we are, my face is turning red, if you could see it. But we'll talk about this. So experiences of not just having physical orgasm, but my heart blasting open with light, when I've been able to think about the divine in that physical moment as well, my heart blasting open, feeling my body filled with light, feeling connected to oneness, feeling connected to love. And so it's become much more than a physical experience only, an energetic experience, a spiritual experience, an amazing experience. And as we get into chapter 10, we'll learn that the High Council has spoken how it can be this physical act of pleasure when we bring our consciousness to love, to the divine in that moment as well, that it can be a doorway into experiencing that connection with the divine while we're here in our body, experiencing that bliss while we're here in our bodies, as well as having the experience of concentrating on seeing the light in my partner while making love, calling again onto this higher connection, and being vulnerable enough to open my heart, to really feel that heart center open and allow a deeper connection with my partner. And again, then experiencing moments where of oneness, where not knowing where my partner ends or I begin, like a real complete letting go of those barriers. So again, getting to experience the truth that we are all connected. So using, or not using isn't the right word, but allowing during our sexual experience, this experience of the truth, of our connection, of our oneness, of the love that exists between us and for us and in us, the love of the divine. All right. Well, I'm excited to get on with reading some of chapter 10, but we're going to take a quick little break and then I will get the book open and you can sit back and relax and we'll read some from chapter 10, Sexual Healing Through Divine Union. All right. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
Do you hear a whisper in your heart? Feel your soul pulling you towards something more, something different, something more authentic that wants to express love and light in the world? If so, remember that no one gets there alone. It's time to open to the support you need to start living this purpose now. Visit lovescurriculum.com to learn more about Jenny's amazing 90-day mentoring program that helps you gain clarity, connection, and courage to start shining your heart and purpose in this world.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring sex, sexuality, sexual healing, our relationship with sex, and opening to joining our sexuality with our spirituality. And I'm going to now read a few excerpts from chapter 10 in Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which is the book that this radio show is based on. And chapter 10 is called Sexual Healing Toward Divine Union. And the voices that bring through this chapter are Jesus and Archangel Raziel. And I will begin here somewhere in the middle, and it goes like this. It is time that the world woke up to the divine tool that sexuality can be. The Holy Spirit may use your sexual experiences for His purposes. He may use them as a way to remember heaven, to tap into God. It takes conscious effort and intent while making love, while having a sexual experience, to use it for love. It may happen to some spontaneously as well, as an epic or euphoric or epiphany experience. It can be that way for all. All can tap into God in their lovemaking. Through sexual orgasm, one can surrender the body to the divine. One can surrender the soul to the divine. One can meld into the divine, and one can meld into the other and the divine in the case of a couple making love. In each situation, it is always about bringing in the divine spark that is just waiting there, hovering over the sexual experience, waiting like a doorway to be entered through into divine bliss, even if only for a second. As one works with this knowing and learns to fully surrender the body, more and more and surrender the self and the will to God. In the moment of orgasm, one may enter connection and union with the divine. Ah, what a blessing to experience this memory while in the body and form. And yet it is not meant to be a substitute for divine love that is ever present as you walk the earth and other planets and realms. For this message also applies to those in other dimensions, realms, worlds, and planets. Sexual healing will happen, and sexual experience will become just another tool in connecting while in form. There is much healing that needs to happen amongst the third dimension around sex. The healing of sexual shame, guilt, fear, demonization, misuse, mistrust, lust, abuse, rape, sorrow, pain, misuse, mistaken beliefs, all related to the ego and the ego's use of sex. When sex was meant to be a gift from the Holy Spirit and a way to connect with God and the memory of home. As love and light are available always in any situation, one can also call it in purposefully as they join with self or another in a sexual act. It is time to dispel the shame you experience with masturbation and sex so that you may welcome in the love that is always present with you, that is always around you, even as you masturbate or have sex. How to do this? Breathe through the shame and surrender it to me, to God, or to any figure of the divine with which you work. Surrender it. Let the fires of love burn through it. Surrender it and keep surrendering it. And let me into your heart. There is nothing wrong on calling me or other divine helpers around as you masturbate or have sex. Gone must be the days of shame and guilt around sex, of compartmentalizing it and keeping it away from your spirituality or goodness. How can one be whole with the ego judging sex? You must begin anew and raise your love making up to God. Literally dedicate it to your union with God. Heal all shame and mistrust and misuse. You must ask for help in this healing. Surrender all abuse, shame, error, judgment, sense of wrongness to the Creator on high in heaven. For it is thus and only thus that will light your path home to glory and God. For sex must be forgiven. Sex must be enlightened before we all get home. And funny, really, how sex is really just an experience of divinity in the body, the orgasm. What baggage has fear put around it that weighs it down and places it under the darkness, away from the light of love and truth, that returns it to the glory of God, that returns it to just a tool of the body that will one day be put down as the body disappears and we meld completely into God. Sex then feeling a minor substitute for the full glory of God that is available to all, to all. So use your sex wisely. Use it to serve and raise your enlightenment. Surrender it all the dark and shame and shadows and cobwebs and faults and misuse and shame and guilt. Surrender all to the light and call in the heavens as you masturbate. You especially need to cure the pain and shame around that. Masturbation is a tool given to you to use for your own connection with God, your own surrender and release. Use it to release into surrender and connection with the divine, not just release of stress. Again, the surrender into the divine through ecstatic love is a form of remembering, a doorway and opportunity for union with the divine. You may find resonance with this in the mystics of old who wrote and sung of their ecstatic connection with the divine, speaking of their love for me, Jesus, or God as likened to a lover. In the nature of these mystics, you are to call on me or other divine beings during masturbation and sexual union with another. We are meant to enter you. You may make love with me. Ask that I enter your heart. Feel the presence of the divine as you pleasure yourself and let it raise you up in the moment of orgasm. Focus and surrender to your connection with the divine. See how far you can take the surrender. Surrender to all. Let your body dissolve. Let your mind and heart be free. Remember, it is all love and connection, and the ego masks it in shame and guilt, and hate and wrongdoing, making sex the demon. There are no demons in God's kingdom, only love and connection. And while you are in a body, you may connect with that love and connection and with us through sexual experience and orgasm. Through the point of orgasm, really. Although you may feel our divine presence and love as you pleasure yourself as well, before or without orgasm. How wonderful sex with self or other is when love is present. Again, our loving presence wants you to heal the shame you have around sex so you can return your lovemaking to its divine potential and use so that you may connect more fully with us and awaken to truth. For one cannot enter the kingdom of heaven with the shame and guilt and judgment of sex. It is a necessary step on the path of evolution, this healing around sex, a necessary step on the journey of awakening for which we are here to help. There is such sweet innocence and divine love available for you while you make love with self or with another. The ego's villain of sex can be used by the Holy Spirit as a portal home. We wish this for you. It may take time and practice and surrendering of layers and bravery and courage to bring God's love into something that the ego has so hidden from God. And some of you may already be there, while some may not. And some may be in the middle, where lovemaking is seen as a genuinely loving thing to do with another, and a sweetness exists between the partners, but where the idea of connecting with the divine as well has not yet occurred. Although the divine is always present there, whether you are aware of it or not. So bring our love and light into all moments and areas of your life, and sex specifically included. Now is the time to include and heal around sex so that all may awaken to their highest glory and light and leave behind the shackles of shame and trappings of the body to walk in light upon this earth with a body of light, with wings touching heaven as you walk lightly in the world. And so be it. It is done. It is said. It is written. And call on me, Jesus, to help. I am happy to help. The heart of Jesus will be shining out from you always through all that you do, including your lovemaking. Lovemaking is not meant to be excluded, so include it now. Surrender to the Holy Spirit for love and blessings, trusting and knowing that salvation is done. It is done. You only need to remember. And this healing of your sexuality is a step on the path of remembering. And I will leave us there. So those are some excerpts. I skipped around a bit, so there's still more in there. Some more specific guidance as well as you walk this journey. All right, so we are gonna take another short break, and then when we get back, I'm gonna take callers. So you can call in, you can ask about any topic, doesn't have to be sex or your sexuality, or ask the High Council to give you a mini message, just what they're wanting you to know now. So the number to call is 1-888-627-6008, 1-888-627-6008, And I look forward to your calls. And if we don't have anyone calling in, then I will bring through a message and perhaps a guided meditation. We'll surrender to the High Council and see what they want to do. All right, we'll be right back.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
You are just tuning in. I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we are exploring the joining of spirituality and sexuality. And I'm going to give you a number to call in if you want to ask the High Council a question or for a message, and that's 1-888-627-6008. And I see I don't have anyone on the line right at the moment, so I'm going to move on in, share a little story, and then move on in. So I don't know if it's called a story, it just happened over our break, but I had this awareness of where I was still feeling a little nervous to read that chapter to you, to speak the word sex so many times, or the word orgasm or masturbation. So just sharing that, lighten things a bit, to know that we're all on this journey of reclaiming the innocence, the true purpose of our sexuality, to join us in love, to join us to the divine and with each other. All right, so I'm going to give you the number one more time, and then I'm going to also tune in and ask the High Council to come through with a message, with a meditation, whatever they feel is in our highest interest and good right now. So the number is 1-888-627-6008, and I will keep my eyes on the board there to see if anyone calls in. So don't hesitate. You can still call in, and we still got time. And I will now tune in, and I ask that the High Council draw near, that we feel your presence strongly here, especially as we explore this topic of sexual healing. And I ask my guides, the angels that work with me, that you help me be a clear conduit for these messages. We ask that you come through me for the highest good of all. And so it is. Dear ones, we are excited that you are joining here today. We are excited that you are braving a new understanding, a new world, a new interpretation of the physical expression of love through sex. And we see that each one of you is at your own place on this journey, has had your own experiences, your own traumas, your own messages, and that still there is a unifying, unconscious at times, feeling of guilt or shame that lives in your human consciousness, put there by the ego wishing to segregate your lovemaking from its divine relationship, from its connection to the divine. So just trusting, just breathing now. We wish for you to close your eyes if it's safe to do so. If you're not driving down the road. And if you are, just trust. If you are needing your attention elsewhere, like on the road or watching children or minding a store, whatever it be, just to focus on your heart, at least, that your heart is going to receive this experience and these messages. And for those who are able to close your eyes, we ask that you close your eyes now and take a few quiet breaths. A few slow breaths. And we come through to you with blessings, with a kind, compassionate, comforting, loving energy, as you are brave and willing to shift something that can feel scary or hidden or dark. These judgments of yourself around your sexuality or sex, judgments of others, difficulties you've experienced, real traumas you may have experienced. So let us love you there. Let us help release any of those beliefs, experiences, blocks, judgments, by allowing our love here now, our light, our healing energy, to just be present with you. Feel it entering your every pore of your body, this love and golden light that we are sending out to you. And just keep breathing. You may notice anxiety or tension in your solar plexus or in your gut. Maybe a tightness in your throat. Just breathe in wherever you notice reactions, fears. Perhaps it's an inner screaming in some angst or to be heard or seen or rescued. Just trusting now. Just breathe as you feel any intense emotion. Breathe. Keep breathing our love and our light and our connection. Let us hold your hand there. Let us heal that which needs to be healed, so that you may open more fully to this divine expression that you are. Let us whisper as you breathe and allow this healing. Whisper to you of your magnitude, this magnitude of light that you are. The truth that you are innocent and lovable and light, and that your physical expression and your sexuality can be loving, can be connective, can be grace-filled, can open you to others, to yourself, can open your heart, can be healing, that the energy of lovemaking, of sexual pleasure, of orgasm, of allowing the barriers down, that it can be inspiring, it can be creative, it can be fun, it can be a healthy movement through your body of the life energy that you're meant to be. And even if you should choose to be celibate, to not experience, to know that you can still call on this same opening and connection even without the physical. That you can even feel physical sensation by calling on this complete opening to the divine. Opening your heart, surrendering to light and love. And just breathe in those peaceful words, those understanding words, those whispers of your truth, of who you are. And now we wish to take what is like a light, a big bright light that we're gonna, like a big flashlight, and we'll go back just to shine it into your past with the intention that it find any old experiences or beliefs around your sexuality and sex that need to be brought to the light. Old stories that can be rewritten into stories of understanding and healing, allowing you to reconnect with your sexuality, to reconnect with sharing your sexuality with another, to reconnect with allowing, pleasuring yourself to be okay, to be an experience of the divine, to allow it to fill you with energy and creativity. So seeing if there's anything in your past that comes to mind as this light shines. Again, we honor the bravery. Just keep breathing, knowing we are here with you. That we see how lovable and innocent you are. That we see that any mistakes you've made around sex, any harm you've done, any harm that's been done to you, that we know that it was a mistaken belief, that it was the ego, a mistaken thought, that it was you acting out of fear or terror. It was the places where you were not in the light or allowing the light. Indeed, it may have been things that were passed on to you through generations, shame, strangeness around sex, anything that might have been passed down through the family, through the generations, through society. I'm just asking now that those be brought to the light, that we clear that from the memory, your memory, from the memory of the collective. Any of these misthoughts and misuses of sexuality, that the light clear, breathing new life for all, breathing a new beginning for all, knowing that instead the past can just reframe the future, that the past can just help remind us of the importance of bringing light to our sexuality, the importance of healing, and walking forward in a new way. So just breathing. And now we want to just again state that anything that needs to be healed will be healed and let go of. Just trusting, just asking that a big wave of light wash through your being. Let it clear and heal for you, for your family, for all, for generations past and to come. Letting this healing wave wash over you. Seeing it wash over you and then spill out into the world. This wave of innocence and truth and light and connection, of a healthy relationship to sexuality. And trusting that the healing and the awareness and the shifts will happen, will ripple out. And that it begins with you, inside you, healing any shame, releasing the past, getting the support you need to heal any strong emotions or trauma, especially related to relationship and sexuality. Just keep breathing in this healing wave of light. And now we wish for you to see yourself suspended, as if you're suspended in space, suspended in a dark space, not a in the space, the universe that may be felt as dark. Not a dark as in heavy, but just no stars at the moment, just a void, but a peaceful void. Seeing yourself suspended there, and around you is this egg of light that has all the colors, purples and pinks and greens and reds, mostly purples and pinks, indigo. That's all around you, this orb of light, as you float in this void, this space. And notice in this void is the sound of Om, the vibration of Om. Just noticing. And we're going to tone the sound Om a few times here. And as you see yourself floating in this void and in this orb of light and hearing this Om, allowing it to enter the physical body, to vibrate your physical body, to shake off as it vibrates any of the old limited thinking, especially around your sexuality, letting it kind of just flake it all off or break it all off, and then letting... we'll do some awes and letting those activate this new lighter vibration and the truth. So here we go. Break away all the heaviness, the deadness, the old beliefs, the shame or guilt, the old experiences. And now, letting the light activate within your body the truth, the freedom of sexuality, the innocence, lightness. Hear the lights with one more Om. Om. Just bring your awareness now with the eyes still closed, but into your body. And making the statement and claiming for yourself now that from this day forward, you will allow a new experience, a greater experience, a more open experience, a more expansive experience of your sexuality and your union with the divine and with the light of another in your lovemaking and in your relationships. And know knowing that we walk with you on this journey, wherever you are at. Whether you've walked far on your journey of healing sexuality or whether you are just starting out, just keep opening and seeing if you can surrender more and more to our connection with you and to healing in all areas of your life, including sexuality, no longer excluding it, and bringing it as part of your spirituality, bringing the two together. Again, keep asking for our help and doing the practices we spoke of today and through Love's curriculum, and in other ways that you have found or you will soon find as your awareness is open to the opportunity of this healing and this learning and this expansion around your sexuality, around sex. And we'd like now to thank each one of you, to honor each one of you who has joined here together with us and with Jenny in this movement for love. And we celebrate that you are here, that you are awake, that you are waking up, that you are willing. And we honor the expansive beings that you are. And we look forward to continuing to work with you and through you. And so it is. So just give yourself a moment to slowly open your eyes. Maybe move your body around a little. And if you were somewhere where you couldn't close your eyes and completely do that guided visualization and healing, then I invite you that the replay will be posted sometime tomorrow on the radio website, as well as available through podcasts like iTunes and other podcast apps. Usually takes about a day, and then it should be up. So thank you. Thank you for participating and joining here. And I invite you, if you're not in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, please come and join us. We can discuss what we learned here in the show, comment, learn much together. There's opportunities for mentoring with me and in programs. There's chances to meet others on this journey, to keep connecting, to keep holding the light for each other, to lift each other up. So that's on Facebook. If you search Lightworkers and Love Advocates, it is a great way to stay connected, to be in touch with me. As well, if you haven't gotten the book and you are wanting it, maybe especially after this chapter 10, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it from the States on Balboa Press's website in their bookstore, and also on Barnes & Noble. So, all right. Well, it's wonderful to connect with you all and to join here together. And I myself too, thank you for your love and your commitment to this journey and for your light. So namaste, and thank you for joining me. And I hope to see you here again in 2 weeks when we meet again. All right, much love to you. Bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell,
on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.